Beams of Darkness by Sam Gabriel from Thanks for Playing, read by the author, based on the works of Andrew Hussey and Clutch. Epilogue. La Curandera. B. Carcat. You are sitting up and directing traffic in the secondary war room the moment they get you stabilized. Med-insurgents' orders be damned. It doesn't take too terribly long to get backup communications online, and once they are, you find that the battle is largely over. The true objective of the Prospecian forces, it seems, had been sabotage, fear, and general mayhem. They had been successful in this, but never got close, would never have gotten close, to taking the spire by attrition or rout. Your people held the line. The garrison knew its job and did it well. Reserves from all over the city and from nearby cities arrived in as much force as possible to fill gaps and treat wounded. When the fighting spilled out onto the streets, the Prospecians learned very quickly that even an untrained troll civilian is still a troll. Overall, Legion Memorial Spire seems to have suffered 30% casualties, a simple majority of those inflicted by Gamzee Mekara. Dave and Jade do not find him. They do find a message in the area Swiffer Eggmop pointed them to, written on the wall in your blood. See you motherfuckers in the next masterpiece. Fucking hell, you had some shitty friends when you were a kid. Crackle. Thank fuck you have better friends now.
Carcat?
Yeah?
The interference is gone.
Around Crocker Corp?
As of about 10 minutes ago, but there's no reason to think it might not come back in 5 minutes or whatever. If we go, you could lose us indefinitely.
Lieutenant, have we gotten a response from the strike team yet?
Negative, Knight. We think long-range comms are back up, but the lack of a response means we can't be sure.
Permission to
go?
You sure, man? You good here?
You turn fully to face Korea.
LT, we're good here, right?
Affirm. Only a few small skirmishes remaining.
Thank you, LT.
You turn back to your husband.
Go. That's an order.
I love you, man. You snort.
You are so fucking gay.
Hell yeah, I am. I'm going yet, though.
Dave, you know how orders work, yes?
We're Swiffer.
Where's Swiffer?
She appears in a blur of drinker fastness. Dave fairly tackles her in a blur of big gay moron fastness.
Thank you.
I don't mention it, mister.
Okay, very sweet. Go.
Hey, firm.
Jade, you ready?
Spire, this is Tentacle Therapist. How copy?
Rose! Actual 5x5 fucking sit rep!
We have...
Her voice breaks.
Actual, Dirk, we have... Belay that, Dirk. I am saying this my own goddamned self. Legion Memorial Spire Actual, we have a confirmed bell on Gallows Calibrator. Just... No res! The war is over! Repeat, the war is over!
She keeps talking, but the secondary war room erupts in an ecstasy so jubilant that for once in your life you feel bad. For yelling.
Cut the chatter! Hold chatter for fucking... I can't hear her! Let her finish! Fuck!
They quiet down to about half, good enough.
Rose, actual, I didn't copy. Give me everything from...
Your voice breaks.
Fuck. Give me everything from the war is over.
Terezi's drone armada has been annihilated. Strike team, present and accounted for. Our children are present and accounted for.
Jade makes a sound halfway between a howl, a bark, and a sob. And that would be fine, but she keeps fucking doing it.
Jade, I do get it, but please.
I know, I'll try.
Thank you. Rose, everything from...
No, I just paused after transmitting that last. Please do send Jade our way once she's coherent. Game Girl Heavy probably isn't up to a long flight this soon after having her head reattached, and we don't have enough saddles anyway.
Having her fucking head reattached?
Affirmative. A bit of a long story. Dave or Jade probably told you that Nepeta is still alive.
No, they fuck the hell did not! Guys, what?!
They already fucking left, the bastards.
But you should also be aware that, in addition to our children and Nepeta, we do indeed have Jane Crocker with us, as well as Vriska Circuit.
What?!
And Kanaya Mariam.
Holy goddamned shit, who else is there? Is Salix there? Is fucking John there?
A full debrief, we'll have to wait until the morning, I think. We've all earned about 15 hours of sleep.
I think most of your hives are still relatively intact. I'll definitely arrange quarters in the event of...
Intact? Oh, God, Carcat, of course. What's your status? The spire's status?
A full debrief will have to wait until the morning, I think.
BJ'd. You and Dave warp into a scene beyond your wildest, most desperate hopes. No matter what you said to Jake or Roxy or anybody. Your son just about flies into you the moment your feet touch the roof.
Mom! We're all okay! Zaz is in latch, but it's cool. Zaz is what? And I can do what you do, kind of.
He crackles and runs around in a circle like a movie that's been sped up, then stops, panting, cross-eyed, and passes out on the floor for a second. Oh, fucking no. He hops back up with a grin.
That's great, boy.
This is going to make him so much harder to manage. The fact that you have the luxury to worry about something like that almost makes you melt into a cascade of tears, but you give yourself 4. Okay, 5.
Becky, what did you say about Zaz?
Zaz is being latched.
What does that mean? Oh God, baby, your hand!
Roxy's left hand is healed in that the wound is no longer open, but the hand itself is still gone.
Yeah, I lost some weight, did you? Fall like 5 or 6 pounds?
Roxy, a human hand weighs about 14 ounces, and you're tiny, so it would have been like 3/4 of a pound.
Isn't this funny, though? Hey, Gigi. Can I tell people you ate it?
You throw your arms around your gorgeous, idiot, perfect wife.
You can tell people whatever you want.
Hey, everybody, Jade ate my hand. I am still on morphine, by the way.
Shh. You're on morphine?
Dirk made me. Peer pressure. Totes irresponsible. I think Janie could have taken it out, but she says something about phantom limb.
Oh, right, Jane, this was all about her originally. Is she okay?
She's better than she was 20 minutes ago, let's say that. Had a lot on plate, did Janie? Still does. We all died, so...
You all died?
Roxy suddenly looks down.
Yep.
Then she looks back up and beams. But it's okay now. I think Janie's almost done with Zaz, and then the pedic can do the hearty thing.
You suddenly grab your wife's hand, only you miss because it isn't there. Okay, that's going to be weird. Whatever. Focus.
Baby, tell me what happened to Zaz right now.
So she, Jade, it's really, really complicated.
I have the equivalent of 2 PhDs.
And I'm high as balls and still kind of drunk, so you're getting short version. Zaz got drunk, went to Durst, died of alcohol poisoning, but she got better, and Nepeta and Aqueous made her god tier, now she's the Thief of Void, and then Nepeta put Zaz's heart in Aqueous, and Aqueous's heart in Zaz, so Aqueous could go back to the spy, get kidnapped by John with Becky Tuna and Nye, and install Spurb over and over to make Operation Latchkey more exciting, but Teresia never knew it was our kids, because Aqueous and Zaz were there doing the Voidy thing.
You stare in horror, as your wife just keeps saying more things.
So then I drank the Great Goose, and I went to Durst, and Nepeta put some of her heart in me, so I'd be all wanting to go bring back Durst, but it didn't kill me, because... Zaz and Aqueous, who is Robo Centaur Boy, by the way. Only he isn't anymore because Zaz and Aqueous stole the void from me while I stole it from Durst and it was going to kill her, but Nepeta put Zaz and Latch for safekeeping so they're being roommates and Latch's head until Jane finishes healing Aqueous and Zaz.
Your face must be making some kind of a question because Roxy seems to realize she isn't done. When is she going to be done?
All right, because Aqueous and Zaz got hurt really bad by rubble and died getting other kids free so they could help Kanaya wake up enough to kill Terezi with science. Oh, and Terezi killed Zaz and Latch out twice, but Jane already fixed them, and now she's fixing Aqueous and Zaz so Nepeta can put everyone back where they go. Zaz is going to be fine, GG. Everyone's going to be fine. That's all that fucking matters.
That was the short version?
Roxy nods. And you realize belatedly that tears have been running down her face for most of the explanation. You decide this is an extra special reason to continue not to cry yourself, and so you don't. And simply hug her again.
Thanks, Gigi. I hate everything. Good thing you love everyone.
I know, right?
Takes the edge off. Yes. Is Terezi really dead?
Yeah, she's right over there.
Oh my god! Why are we letting the kids see that?
There isn't a lot they haven't seen today.
Gigi? I guess you're right. Wait, before... Did you say something about John? John is kind of a whole thing. What kind of whole thing is John?
Your wife meets your eyes and slowly shakes her head back and forth. You don't press. She sees you not press and smiles the smile you fell in love with. The one that means that she is choosing to be happy and therefore is. They call you the strongest god. You have never met anyone stronger than Roxy Harley.
There's happy things, Gigi. Lots of. Nepeta's back, Vriska's back, Kanaya's back.
Wait, does that mean Tuna isn't?
Well, no. I don't mean Naya. Naya's fine. I mean Kanaya.
What? Like, Kanaya,
yeah. We're gonna need your help with her, too. She's stuck in a thing. It's a whole thing.
Hey, Mom! Jade!
All right, you brought Dave. Hi, Dave!
Hi, Mom.
Dirk says Jane's done with Zaz. It's time.
Be Nepeta. The black holes have scoured the sky over CrockerCorp HQ of clouds, and the retreat of the setting sun reveals more stars with each passing moment. And there was a time. There were sweeps. There were 20 sweeps. When you would have given anything to look at the sky and see stars. See clouds even, see anything but the endless absence even of nothing that is void. Now all you can do is look at Zazerpan Harley's eyes and wonder what you are seeing. Wonder who you are seeing. Because you used to know this man. You used to love this man. Now you don't know what the fuck you know. Zazerpan's mouth opens.
Did it work?
My God.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, that is eerie.
Zaz wants everyone to know that she doesn't sound like that. Zaz, I think they fucking know that already. Zaz wants everyone to know that I'm a total bitch. Oh, wait, she was just telling me that. Right on, Latula.
Yeah, babe?
Shut up.
Can do, babe. In answer to your question, Equius Sahak, yes. It did work. Terezi Pyrope is dead. Zazerpan's mouth smiles.
Good. That's all that matters.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. Nepeta, yank him. You place one hand on Latch's chest and one hand on Zazerpan's.
Nepeta. Yes? I apologize for the inconvenience.
You pull twice and push once, and Zazerpan Harley is opening her own eyes. And Roxy Harley and Jade Harley are burying her in kisses, drowning her in tears, and you are breathing very, very, very hard. Just above your hand floats a heart. You stare at it and wonder what you are seeing.
Nepeta!
Dirk's flash step had been so precise, so perfectly controlled, that you hadn't even felt the air shift when he appeared in front of you.
Give him to me.
His sword is drawn. But it had been anyway. That doesn't by itself mean anything.
Now.
The fact that his other hand crackles with red lightning does.
One of two ways.
Nepeta. You want to tell him that he doesn't have to do this?
If it helps. That isn't actually Equius Zahak.
You want to slam your palm into your own chest and run like hell?
It's a splinter of Arqueous Sprite.
But your hand will not move.
You're wrong. It's Equius. I wish it wasn't. But it is.
Because you would rather die than have the heart of Equius Zahak anywhere near your own. Regardless, you heard him yourself, Nepeta. That's all that matters. Operation Latchkey was a brilliant plan. It should have brought Vriska back decades ago, and it would have. Had he not wanted to get close enough to Jane Crocker and the body of the Thief of Void, to restore her memories and guarantee the death of Terezi Pyrope. Hal had his own reasons, but that was Equius's. The fact that it worked carries a great deal of weight in the calculus of war. Hundreds of trolls died today, hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of Dursites died today to kill Terezi Pyrope. Given who she was, given what she had done, and what she was capable of doing in the future, I would personally call that a fair trade. But those trolls and those Dursites were soldiers. They signed up for this, as did we.
The billions, whose suffering was prolonged by decades as Operation Latchkey continued to fail, did not sign up for this. The mother grub did not sign up for this. The wigglers in the factory did not sign up for this. Our children did not sign up for this.
I did.
Dirk's eyes don't leave yours.
I did, Uncle Dirk. Nepeta asked me and I said yes.
Dirk's eyes still don't leave yours. I know Zazerpan. She told me. She also told me that she showed you her heart, which means you know that Equius and Hal made it inevitable that you would be in that position to make that choice in the first place. It wasn't really a choice, and you weren't really capable of making it. You were a child. You aren't, in many respects, a child anymore. And that is its own tragedy. But you were a child then. That being said, Nepeta tried to do right by you within the temporal confines she was given to work with, and even beyond them. That is doing a lot of lifting right now, because I made a promise to your mother earlier today about what choices I would make to protect you and Becky and Mituna and Kanaya. Equius Zahak did not try to do right by you or Becky or Mituna or Kanaya. He made you. He made four children into weapons. Nepeta, give him to me. Now!
The heart of Equius Zahak floats above AC's hand. It's big. Big enough to hold a lot of feelings. AC always knew Equius Zahak had more feelings than he pretended he had. Beneath the muscles and the sweat and the jerk he always acted like, those feelings were what made him strong. But he isn't strong now. AC gives Equius Zahak to Dirk Strider, and she sits there and watches, breathing very, very, very hard, and wishing things had gone a different way. And knowing that they couldn't have. Because that isn't how things work. Then Dirk Strider clenches his fist. And the burst of red is so bright it hurts to look at. But AC looks anyway. And when Zazerpan Hardy comes over and holds AC while she cries, AC doesn't know if she deserves it. Because right now, no matter what Dirk Strider says, AC thinks that if he took his sword and cut off her head, the same bell would ring for her that just rang for Equius Zahak. But the hug feels nice. So AC hugs Zazerpan back.
Be Vriska.
Oh, that bitch!
Your name is Vriska Circuit. And someone you have never met before has just given you back your memories of Terezi fucking Pyrope. Where the fuck is she? Where the fuck is she?
You should probably switch to your godhood.
What are you talking about? My what?
Your godhood. Aren't you a god? They told me you were a god.
I'm a god? Of course I'm a god. Why did I forget that I'm a... Oh, right, because Terezi made you a god. Wonderful, perfect, transcendent, fucking immaculate.
Like this, do this.
The weird human bark beast cat girl thing. What, did Jade and Nepeta have an ecto kid or something? Twirls around and... Huh. Thief of Void, not bad kid. What's your name?
Zazerpan.
I meant your real name.
My real name's Fuck You.
Nice to meet you, I'm Vriska.
I know.
Of course you do, everyone does.
Do the thing.
Because I'm awesome.
You're gross.
I'm awesome.
Vriska!
The Thief of Void does a weird human sigh thing and gestures at you. You look down. You are absolutely coated in teal blood. Huh. I should probably switch to my godhood, Fuck You.
Uh-huh.
You do.
There, twinsies. Wait, teal? Did someone kill Terezi? Did someone not me kill Terezi?
Uh-huh. Oh, that was Terezi who got ripped in half then. Right, it's all coming back to you now.
Who did that?
Kanaya Mariam?
That bitch! Wait, she's alive? Where is she?
You can't see her right now. My moms are helping Jane get her out of a tank or something.
Several Competing emotions go to war in your thinkpan. It's a long, devastating struggle that lasts for generations and only ends when the tattered remnants of each nation drag their sorry asses to a peace summit and sign the deal-with-it-later accords. So, who are your moms?
Roxy and Jade Harley.
Aha, so you are an Ecto Kid, fuck you.
You do know that's not actually my name, right?
How stupid do you think I am?
And I'm not an Ecto Kid, I'm normal.
My sincere condolences. So how old are you? Everyone I've seen looks about 2 sleeps older than when I last saw them, so you can't be that old. In human years, that's what, 4, 5? Or do you use Bark Beast sweeps?
What the fuck are Bark Beast sweeps?
Look, I don't actually care how old you are. I'm just trying to figure out how much time I missed. When did your Lucy arrive on this planet? How about that?
45 years ago.
Bullshit. Wait, why do you have wings?
Why do you have wings?
Bilatula. So, why are we not resin, John?
Everyone else gets a turn, why not him? We gotta fucking talk about this, Rose.
I know. I've just had this exact conversation with Jade, is all.
What, she was cool with this?
None of us are cool with this, Dave! I'm sorry. It's okay, just... why?
A number of reasons. The most direct and immediate of those reasons is that John's medical situation is complex. Far more complex than, look, Jane can't regrow mother's hand. John is missing several major organs.
So what, we ain't gonna try?
She has refused to try, Dave. Outright and unequivocally.
But, I mean, we could
force her? That's a road you want to go down after all this happened?
Fuck, no, not actually, Jesus. I'm just thinking out loud, Rose. It's John.
I know. I'm sorry. For what it's worth, I did consider it. Because considering options is my job, Dirk took one look at her and told me that nothing we could possibly do to her would mean anything to her at all. Not after what she has been through. And that is actually a very good thing, Dave. Not what Jane has been through, of course, but the fact that we don't have a choice.
Rose, what the fuck? It's John.
God damn it, Dave. Rose's body language indicates nothing whatsoever, but she is screaming inside. You step in.
Dave.
What, Latch? What? We don't have a choice? That's one thing. But now they're all gonna fucking tell me I should be happy about that.
That's not what we're saying.
Oh yeah, what are you fucking saying then? Tell me.
Bringing John back would be—
what? What the fuck would it be? Well, come on, don't stop there, Latch. Fucking tell me it'd be a mistake to bring back my best fucking friend. I goddamn fucking dare you.
He's on his feet, pacing, muscles tight. Holy shit, Dave is this close to actually attacking you.
Rose opens her mouth to tell him to stand down, but that would be a mistake as well, so you flick your gaze to hers. She stops, nods, waits. You sense Dirk's attention on the situation from across the roof, stoic. Deferential, respectful. Letting you handle this. Cool. So how the fuck do you handle this? You don't actually know.
Well, you kind of do. Your powers are giving you something to say, but it sounds so pathetic, so manipulative, so making it about you.
But it is the truth. And you have no better ideas.
Dave, I thought I was your best friend. I mean, I am. Right?
You just fucked up. You just fucked up. Why the fuck don't your powers work on yourself? Why are you such a fucking meat pen is the main thing?
Dave, I'm sorry.
He comes at you. You let him. You deserve it. Oh.
No, I'm sorry.
He's hugging you. Okay. That's okay then. It keeps being okay for a bit. Then he lets go of you, and yeah, it's still okay for now. Okay, cool. You both sit back down next to Rose.
Just make it make sense.
John is... he is too powerful, Dave.
The fuck does too powerful mean? Jade gets to live, I get to live. Fuck, Jade and me get to live in the same place and be friends. You have any idea the fucking shit we could do if we put our heads together?
He doesn't sound mad anymore, just tired. Fucking same. To the planet, yes. To multiple planets, if you both so desired. John is orders of magnitude above that, Dave.
Yeah, or couldn't he, you know, undo some of the shit Terezi did?
How far do you want to turn back the clock, Dave? The stable time loop that was Operation Latchkey started, if I understand correctly, around the same time as my wedding.
and latchkey is all or nothing. You have to have all 4.5 decades of it or none of it.
Ain't that worth it?
Our children would never have been born. Oh. Roxy and Jade would have never fallen in love. In truth, you would, in all likelihood, have to take it back to before Latula and I became involved as well. To avoid all of Latchkey's causal reach. Possibly before we even won the game, possibly before we even installed it. And say it's just our children. Say that's all it's about. All that we'd be giving up. So the calculus becomes their lives, their existences, weighed against the suffering of billions. Could you ask me to do that, Dave?
Don't put that on me.
It would be on someone. That's my point, Dave. Who should it be on?
Don't have to be on anybody. Like, fuck trying to fix shit. He could just live. Not use his powers.
We would need to know he was willing to do that, and we have no way of finding out.
We could fucking ask him, Rose.
No, we couldn't. Dave, let's assume that Jane could actually heal him, which she probably can't, and that she would actually be willing to, which she is not. What happens then? Well, let's use Jane as an example. In her first moment of free will in eons, she killed 2 people using her powers. In Kanaya's, she opened hundreds of black holes at random all over the sky. Using her powers. It took hours to make her stop. Hours, Dave. What would John's first moment of free will in eons look like? He has the power of God. Capital G. In an instant, he could do anything. Anything. Remember the tumor, Dave. Not what it turned out to be, but what we were told it was. A bomb that could destroy the universe. John is that. Only he doesn't have to stop with one universe. And if he is alive, we have no way of stopping him. None. So that's why it's a good thing that Jane made the decision for me. Because at least that way it's not on me. Rose's body language continues to indicate nothing whatsoever as tears slide down her face, pulling with them the light of the stars. She does not want to be touched right now, so you don't. Neither do you stop Dave from putting a hand on her shoulder, even though it's sort of a mistake. It does make Rose smile, at least on the outside. She reaches up, gently takes his hand in both of hers, and conveys it back to him as though returning a fragile and priceless object that he has carelessly misplaced. Okay, there's a mistake you can fix. Babe, hug your brother. She does. They both pull you in as well. It's nice. Then you all break apart and sit there not saying anything for a bit. It's less nice. Something else occurs to you to say, so you start talking. If it helps, like, it might not help, I don't know. I didn't, like, know John, and the whole thing sucks, like, regardless, but, like, never mind, sorry, it's stupid. Dave laughs. Jesus, Latch, what? It's like, nerd shit? And? Okay, it's just, if this is all a video game, and it is, like, obviously, look, Dirk was saying, like, what you can do, what Jade can do, even what Terezi could do, Scrub is, like, designed or whatever, to be able to handle, like, a witch of space. Even a crackly bullshit one, it's still just more or less a classpect. You know, it's, like, normal. But retcon is, like, well, Dirk just said it was an aberrant narrative mechanism, whatever the fuck that means. But if you think about it, like, how do I put this? It's not intended gameplay. Pippa! Come here, Pippa! You pull him down into a sprawling hug, and he doesn't act even a little bit self-conscious. Well, a little bit. It is still tuna. Say more smart things, Pippa! Retcon is like a glitch, or a debug code. It's fine if you don't care what happens to the save file. But it mostly just breaks stuff. Crops data and shit. You squeeze him because he's so cute. Then you remember what you were actually talking about and turn to Dave, feeling like a wool beast. So that's what happened to John. Like, his data got corrupted. And you can't fix that. And it'll break the whole game if you let it. Like, it already did do that, you know? Does that help? I don't know if that helps, really. Sorry. Now, weirdly, it kind of does. It's like... Fuck, it's like giving Terezi an inch.
What do you mean?
Tell you when you're older.
Oh my god.
Hey, Tuna, put her there.
Hell yeah.
You squeeze him again because he didn't stop being cute.
All of you two trauma.
I don't just love you, pupa. I need you.
And I need to breathe.
You let him go.
He's so cute.
Mituna, I'm given to understand that you and your sister did an absolutely amazing thing today.
They saved the fucking world is what they did, Rose.
And you helped someone of very great importance to me. Thank you. I love you. And I'm proud of you.
I love you too, Hugh Mom.
It speaks volumes of my affection for you that I actually like that name.
Hall, did I ever tell you it was Grandmom's idea?
That conniving bitch. You may call her a conniving bitch the next time you see her.
Crackle.
Hey, conniving bitch.
Hey, Tuna.
What the fuck?
Hugh Mom.
5 years he's been calling me that. We had a deal, Mother.
Yeah, this was funnier. Hey, Rose.
We need you. It's almost time for... You know.
Very well.
I will need a handful of moments.
I know. Thought you would.
Not quite ready yet, but you should go ahead and come.
Ephraim.
Dave, can you and Mituna go and find,
Gotcha. Hey, Tuna, let's go find Nye or piss off Dirk or something.
Your mom gotta do a thing.
Clay.
Later, people.
Later, moms.
You ruffle his hair, see a glimpse of starlight reflected in the gold of your ring, and feel, in this moment, only love, relief, and pride in your son. You take Rose's hand and nod to Jade.
Moments in the future, but not nearly enough for Rose.
It's okay, but...
Of course it is. Don't be fucking ridiculous.
So here's the funny thing. And it isn't really funny exactly, but look, you've been through a whole shitload just now, and you're allowed to find some things funny that aren't funny.
The funny thing is that Rose is more worried than you are.
About what you'll worry about.
About what you'll think.
When is she going to learn that you know your wife?
This is going to hurt.
It is going to be fucked up. It is going to be weird. It might even change some things, but it won't change anything that matters. Not in any way that Rose is terrified of you being worried about.
I've undone everything. Disconnected everything. Uninstalled everything. She's back how she was before.
Jade, you can bring her out when the fluid has finished draining. If you need me, call. But
she floats up through the hole in the roof. You don't have to have known Jane for more than an hour to feel the weight of, well, fucking eons.
You shake your head. Jade and Roxy stand awkwardly between Rose and the tank.
Do we stay or go, Rose? It's whatever you want.
She parts them like curtains, taking hold of one hand from each.
Of course I want you here. We're family.
Behind her, you wrap your fronds around her shoulders and pull her gently into you. You hear her, feel her, take a deep breath in and out. The ring of life shines on your left hand. Roxy turns to you, sees it, and smiles.
Do it, Jade.
A green crackle fills the tank. A green crackle fills the empty air before you.
Hello, Kanaya. I'd like you to meet my wife.
Hello, Rose. Hello, Latula. I've heard rather a great deal about you from your children.
Be Carcat. Days in the future, but not many.
Lajal Memorial Spire is every color of the rainbow. Nepeta largely approved of the paint job done in her honor, and she has been happy to restore and improve the designs as repairs continue. Said repairs will be going for at least a perigee. Even with regular help from Roxy and Jade, you can't hear the work crews banging away from inside the soundproof conference room, but you know that Coria is putting the fear of you into them just fine. You'd be more relaxed about the pace of the repairs, but opening talks with the human kingdom did not go nearly as well as anticipated. You don't understand how any population of people could be angry that Terezi Pyrope was removed from power over them, but it is, after all, your lot in life to be surrounded by complete morons. Which is why you are so unimaginably happy that you've finally carved out some time to catch up with these particular morons.
I mean, I just... Sorry, it still doesn't seem real. Is it seriously you three?
Serious as a blood pusher assault.
It's weird if you think about it. Because as powerful as it all was, for just one day the whole red team was back together.
Fuck me, you're right.
I mean, we were trying to kill each other.
Let's be honest, is that any different than it was back then?
I'm still glad I joined.
I'll admit, I was pissed off at first when you connected to me instead of Tavros. Not sure if I ever told you.
Told her? You practically defected on the spot.
I did my part. I built her stupid house. I just built Tavros's too. It wasn't like Eridan was being any use. And it was all one team anyway, so it isn't like it matters.
The point is that it was actually fun getting to know you better, Nepeta.
Especially without Equius breathing down your... Sorry.
Don't be. I'm glad he's dead.
No, you're not. I know you're not because I'm not. And I just kind of liked the guy. I didn't quad with him. I'm only barely happy that Terezi's dead and I'm the one who killed her.
Excuse me?
Oh, fine, you helped.
How magnanimous of you to say.
Well, you know me. Unfortunately.
No. It's not unfortunate. Look, I'm far older than anyone at this table. I have been alone. Utterly. For a duration of time unimaginable by any land dweller. I didn't know where I was or what was happening or even that I was a person anymore. In many ways, I wasn't. That I've emerged from that hell and found people who know me. One of whom has memories of me that are no more than 2 sweeps old. It's not unfortunate. It's everything to me. It's precious.
You're just a bundle of laughs, aren't you? You bury your face in your hands. Nepeta yowls in protest. Kanaya nearly falls out of her chair in hysterics. It's a good thing, too. It means everyone's too distracted to notice the tears in your eyes.
Oh, Karkat likes us. That's fucking disgustingly cute.
Fuck.
Vriskin, I...
Yeah, yes it is. Fuck. A chime at the door. You get ready to ream someone out until you see who it is.
Hey, does anyone mind if Beforin crashes the Alternia party? Please come in, Latch. Are you sure? Like, I get it. You're all, like, super old friends, and if you want it to be just you, that's chill. I felt you guys. And it just reminded me of Kankri and Mulan and Porin and Narania and... Fuck, shit, sorry, I'll go.
You pull her inside, slam the door, and hold her. She almost breaks you in half when she starts sobbing. It's okay. She is your sister, after all. Minutes in the future, but not many.
No, Vriska, I am literally telling you.
And I am literally not believing you.
Jake killed the Empress, he did!
You saw this, you witnessed this with your own gander bulbs.
Well, no, I wasn't there, but...
Bullshit, then. I was there. I was passed out in the corner when it happened.
Bullshit, then. Fuck it, I'm calling Jade. You believe Jade, right?
Minutes in the future, but not many.
No, Vriska, it was even crazier than that. Look, I had just gotten all my powers back, like all of them, but they didn't really work on the Batterwitch, like, not as well, so...
I never quite got the whole Batterwitch thing. What was that? She was, what, some kind of an underbaker on Earth? Notionally, she was a sort of, well... Obviously, Terezi had been pulling the strings at Crocker Corp for quite some time, but Mina Pyxes was a kind of... Mother can explain it better than I can.
Yeah, so like the Battle Witch was like Betty Crocker, it was like a mascot.
Wait, did you just call her Mother? That's Roxy.
Yeah, it's me, I'm Roxy the One-Handed.
We need to get you a hook, by the way.
Oh, like this?
Yes!
Ha ha ha!
Fucking hell, Mother.
No. Explain this to me. Roxy... You were the gross human mother thing of the 2 Bark Beast kids. They hatched out of your fucking shame gloves or whatever.
Holy fucking shit!
That is exactly what happened, yes.
Right, I get that. But you and Rose are the same age.
What?
Ectobiology.
Yes, I fucking know, but wouldn't that make John Rose's mother and yours and hers and his?
No, that'd be fucking weird.
Yeah, you want me to be your mother, Vriska? That would make Dave your dad, I think, just so you know.
What I want is for Kanaya to make another black hole for me to fall into.
Hello? Did you say my name?
Who the fuck are you?
Wait, are you joking?
Do I look like I'm joking?
to you.
Did you not meet her on the roof of Crocker Corp?
I met the two Barkbeast kids and the Goldblood with floppy hair. Why the fuck is there a smaller canaya running around?
I'm not running around. I'm sitting right next to you, Miss Circuit.
Aye.
Why are you being so inaccurate?
But
if you're having trouble understanding the situation, then perhaps choosing your words with more precision would help.
Vriska, this is my daughter.
Your what?
Minutes in the future, but not many.
But see, Kanaya, this is when the tyranny class was brand new, so me and the boys didn't even know what we were looking at.
I was not scared, though.
He was, though.
Then Petty, you're such a bitch. I forgot how much a bitch you are.
Surely Duck can corroborate. He was hesitant.
Look, I will take hesitant. Be a hesitant motherfucker all goddamn day. You know how many claws those fucking things have?
Minutes in the future, but not many. So how are you holding up?
I don't know, apart from navigating all the bizarre human family bullshit the same as usual.
I have a hard time believing that.
Rose, I like you. I always have. But listen to me. A week ago I was playing scrub, and you were there for that. You've all been here for 20 sweeps. How are you holding up?
Vriska.
I'm fine. No, that just can't be the case, though.
Yes, it can.
Vriska, I'm trying to be delicate about this.
Why?
Very well. Terezi Pyrope set the universe on fire to find you.
So? I didn't ask her to.
That doesn't...
What do you want from me, Rose? I hated her. That's my problem. I killed her. I killed her. That's also my problem. What she did was her problem, and she's dead. Because I killed her. So, how are you?
Well, as things go, I just achieved, my life's work.
Huh. So did I. Twice. So I'm doing fine.
Huh. Minutes in the future, but not many.
So you're human married then? How deviant of you.
Yeah, the deviest. We live in the shit out of the same house and, like, cuddle and talk. It is so gay. Other day I asked Carcat to pass me the remote, and when he gave it to me, our hands touched, and then we smiled at each other. We are fucking freaks, Vriska.
Rose and Lash, on the other hand.
Holy shit, I wonder what Kanaya's up to.
Which one?
I do not the hell care.
Minutes in the future, but not many. I have to admit, I'm a bit surprised to see you here.
In fairness to me, I was just showing up to my regular Friday strategy meeting with Carcat. It isn't my fault that he let his social life spiral out of control.
How very unprofessional of him.
Well, in fairness to him, it is my fault that I'm still here. But it turns out that I'm... Rose?
It's not mine.
You're what?
It's not my fault that you're still here.
Well, that sounds ominous.
Shut up, Dirk. I left something out of my report. And I suppose Latula did as well out of deference. When Terezi stood back up, we were still operating on the wrong narrative model. We thought the timeline was doomed because you were dead and she was not. And I'll be clear. I had no idea that Jane could reverse a heroic death. None of us did. Even so, I tried to reassert the primacy of that timeline. Even if it meant that you would stay dead, that Latula, even Jake, even Nepeta would stay dead. I went to a place I haven't been since my own mother died, because all I cared about was killing Terezi. Doesn't that make me as bad as Equius? In a way. You were such an idiot. Exactly the same kind of idiot as me. You'll ignore anything, discard any logic, twist any situation. Just so long as it gives you a reason to hate yourself. What was the result of the vote that put you in charge? Rose. It was unanimous.
It was unanimous.
Have you ever regretted it putting forth my name?
That I laid this burden upon you is something I have never quite been able to forgive myself for. But no one could have carried it half as well as you have, least of all me. Oh, stop crying. It's a party. Or whatever the fuck it is.
Fuck you, Dirk.
Minutes in the future. But not many.
Is it chill if I don't pretend this ain't weird?
To act any differently would be disingenuous.
Please don't either y'all do that again.
Do what?
I mean, I guess it'd need to be both y'all.
What do you mean, Dave?
Fucking stop!
Hee hee. Minutes in the future. But not many.
Now that's the thing, Lejon. You're trying to make everything a quad, because you know how quads work because they make sense to you, but that's just going to confuse you if you don't actually want someone that way. And you didn't with Aqueous. Not the right way, anyway. We had fun on Durs. It was like old times, kinda. Like the good times on the meteor. Lachi was a monster. Why do I miss him?
You don't. You missed the old Aqueous. And you missed the old Aqueous when you had the new Aqueous. And you were fucking lonely, Lejon. So you pretended.
It doesn't mean you didn't hate him, and it doesn't mean that it was pitch hate. Like, even if it was pitch, like, it might have been, but you didn't want it to be. You wanted to love him, and you couldn't. And that's worse than anything.
How do you know so much about this?
I'll tell you at some point. I need to tell Tune about it first. Tell me what? Oh, fuck, like, is this other shit? Yeah. I gotta tell you about other shit. Not tonight, but real soon. Remind me. Okay, Pipa? Okay. Hey, Lejon?
Yeah, Latch?
I'm gonna go talk to Rose and them, but look, I'm gonna say this one time and then you can do what you want. But not talking to Roxy? That's a mistake. Minutes in the future, but not many.
Jade, it's all right.
No, it's not. I should have come to see you sooner. Talk about what happened. Not just wait until a party. I don't know. I feel dumb. You were always there for me, Jade. And you have had enough to worry about with your family.
Your family, too.
Of course I'm family, Jade. We're all family. But there's family and there's, well, family. I understand that. I always did. Becky, Zezopan, and Roxy all mean more to you. And they bloody well should. And quite frankly, they've been through more than I have in all this.
You died.
Oh, who hasn't died? It's getting hurt that matters. It's the wounds that don't heal. Yeah, speaking of, dare I ask if Roxy is considered, going to, well, to Dirk about her hand?
No, apologies.
No, it's okay. We thought about it, but, well, same problem as me 45 years ago. I saved you, she saved everyone.
Surely we have Jane, in case of heroism, though.
Jane already brought her back once. She doesn't get another one.
Ah.
We think, anyway. Jane thinks, anyway. Hard to get much out of her, really.
That I am definitely aware of.
Can I tell you something, Jake?
Of course, Jade.
And don't tell anybody?
Of course, Jade.
I think I figured out why she's acting like it doesn't bother her. The hand, she doesn't want it to become a plotline.
I
know.
We should stop talking about
this. We should stop talking about this, yeah. I love her so fucking much, Jake.
You bloody well should.
Minutes in the future. But not many.
Carcat.
Yeah?
When did this become a goddamned birthday party?
About when Swifer showed up with the candy apples?
Want to know something depressing?
What? Don't tell me you like them.
What?
Swifer's candy apples. You like them. You're not as hard to read as you think you are, Dirk. Go be nice to her. I know you're grateful that she saved me.
Or what?
Keep being miserable. See if I care, Dad.
Fine. I'll go talk to her.
And he actually does.
And then Jake, who was already talking to Swifer, whispers something in Dirk's ear. They turn to leave the conference room.
Huh.
I didn't think that was going to work.
I didn't either. My reads are just all over the place right now. Too many new faces, too many old bonds, all the connections are jumbled, you know?
Dirk somehow attracts Roxy's attention from across the crowded conference room without making a sound, beckons with his head, and the three of them leave together.
Weird, where are they going?
Oh, right.
Jane.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Good for them.
I hope it's good for her.
Do you think it'll work, Carcat?
I don't know. I hope so.
Be Jane.
The tank doesn't bubble. It is hermetically sealed, and its pressure is kept constant and unchanging. The fluid that fills every corner of the primary chamber is a fully contained and self-sustaining ecosystem that sees to any normal metabolic need of the unit's occupant. I designed it that way, after all. My face overlays in young reflection the wizened visage of John Egbert, his rivers and valleys impressed upon my hollow mockery of youth. Only when laid among crow's feet, dark circles and worry lines, do my eyes take on their true countenance of age. My skin is blue against the glass, but my hands should be red.
Jane, we need to talk.
Oh, fucking God, Dirk, that sounds like you're gonna fire her. Or you think she's cheating on you or something. Just be open, like me and Gigi. Simpler.
Roxy, I'm gay.
Oh, really? Never would have guessed that shit. Thanks for trusting me with deep, dark secrets.
Might we stay focused?
Right, sorry, nervous. Hey, Jenny, big party upstairs? Kind of welcome home, kind of birthday, kind of Terezi's dead party. And you fit two of those, so you're invited. You should come.
Why do you care?
You're a friend?
No, I'm not. I'm not even your Jane.
That doesn't matter.
And if I was your Jane, you wouldn't hate me any less. I don't know why you're acting like you don't, but...
Hey, so I got this daughter, Rose. Not too bright, but she's trying. And she did that thing where she wouldn't accept love. Even though she fucking needed it, Janie. And it was free. And I wanted to give it. And she was like, no. No one could love me. You're lying. You hate me, really. Favorite song. Played it all the time. Your cover's worse, but I don't quit your day job.
Oh, my God.
Wait, she kind of did do that, though. Was that in bad taste? Dickie, I think that was in bad taste. You think that was in bad taste?
Dear Christ, Roxy.
Yes, the point is, Janie, that Rose made a choice. Hard choice, really hard choice, and it sucked and it hurt people. And she forgave herself for that. So why can't you forgive yourself for...
She twirls her finger around the circumference of her head.
Not making a choice.
Huh?
Why do they not understand?
Roxy.
Yippers.
Came on a little strong.
Yippers. Sorry, Janie.
17 years it took Rose.
I know, sorry.
Yes, but Rose is an idiot.
Excuse you?
When it comes to things like that, anyway, it's absurd. It was absurd. If I took that much time to admit I was wrong and needed help, I would never get anything done. And in fairness, I really don't get a very great deal done, but that's because I don't have a very great deal to do. You do, Jane. You have your work in the new clinic, of course. You have to recover from your ordeal, to be sure, but, well, more than that, you have to make up for things, don't you? We don't feel you have anything to make up for, but that isn't what matters, is it? You feel you do. And look at us telling you you're wrong about what you feel when we don't even know exactly what that is. Silly us, really. Bad friends is what we are.
You're not my friends at all. You've never met me before.
Jane, if you don't have us, who do you have?
No one. And I deserve no one.
Ah, so tell us why. You tell us why you deserve to be hated for being victimized by Terezi Pyrope, and then we will tell you you're wrong. And then we can go to a party. How does that sound?
Because I enjoyed it.
That shuts them up.
I enjoyed it.
It shuts up the fools who came here looking to save a soul.
I thought it was fun.
To lead a lost lamb back to a fold 50,000 times removed from the one I left.
Fun to play with people.
Like I wouldn't know the difference.
Find ways to control them.
Like Terezi Pyrope didn't know the difference when she took me.
Make them puppets.
Didn't know that when she cut away my skin, she would find, fully formed in muscle, sinew, beating heart and slavering maw, a wolf.
Make them pay for not being a monster like me.
Give a new skin, a new coat. A coat of red, and no one would guess it used to be something else.
For not being scared.
Used to pretend to be something else.
And trapped.
Pretend to be human.
And so fucking alone.
Pretend to be real.
You would have loved her too.
The words do not echo off the walls of Terezi Pyrope's office with a resounding and damning finality. They do not reach them. My words, my screams, and the pounding of my fists against glass that could withstand a nuclear strike, every sound I make is caught up, enfolded, and muddled by a soft glow of white which shines, pleasant and diffuse, from the smile of Jake English. He stands there, a lighthouse at sea, hands clasped in front of him, looking like the least threatening thing that has ever existed in this world or any world.
Jane.
The voice of Dirk Strider rumbles through me like a shifting continent.
A week ago, I executed a helpless prisoner of war without so much as the semblance of a trial.
I did that knowing that it would break the heart of a friend. I did it knowing that it would leave upon me a deep and ugly scar that would never fully heal. And I did it for only one reason.
The arms of Roxy Lalonde, Roxy Harley, encircled me like a life raft.
I did it because he was a threat to her children and our grandchildren. And if I thought you had it within you to harm a hair on their irritating little heads, you would never have left Crocker Corp HQ. And I would have a far deeper, far uglier scar that would never fully heal. But that wasn't the impression I got of you on that rooftop. And that impression was confirmed by your debrief. The one that my daughter-in-law acted as a lie detector for. I have read and reread the transcript. And therefore I know that you know that there is nothing I could do to you that would make a bell ring. You were every bit as much a puppet as Kanaya Mariam, as John Egbert.
John fought back!
John Egbert had the option of fighting back. He had that option because he was designed to have that option, because his visible struggle made Terezi Pyrope's secretary easier to manipulate. Kanaya Mariam had no such utility. Her mind was erased because it wasn't relevant. Yours was relevant, so it was left intact and given no choice. The moment it became necessary to allow you to choose, your mind was maimed.
By me? It was my idea!
It was Terezi Pyrope's idea. The fact that she had that idea using your brain makes no difference whatsoever. That your mind found a way to be slightly less miserable during that process makes no difference whatsoever. You need therapy. You probably will for the rest of your immortal life, but you don't need to torture yourself. You've already had eons more of that than anyone could ever deserve, and all you ever deserved was to be happy. You still do.
Shucks, Buster.
I turn back to John Egbert and see a bronze statue of his young and smiling face. It stands, as do we, in the memorial garden on the grounds of Legion Memorial Spire, next to a clear blue pond that shimmers in the light of the stars overhead, ripples in a perpetual breeze. It is so beautiful and peaceful and calm that I want to scream, but it comes out as a sob. Tears fall upon my hands. They are for John. They are for the wind that carried his ashes away 3 days ago, and they are for me. And they are my tears. Mine, not Teresi's. Mine. A richly embroidered handkerchief is pressed into my hands. I dry my eyes, wipe both my hands and the statue clean of my blood. A blue glow removes even the scrapes from my knuckles as I stand there unsure of what to do with the handkerchief.
You keep it as present. Probably wash it before you use it again. Oh, no, wait. I can make you another one.
She takes it from me, and it vanishes and reappears, brand new. I take it from her and unfold it. It reads,
BFFs forever.
That's redundant.
Her laugh is a thing of pure joy, unspoiled by tears. Her smile almost as bright as Jake's.
Hey, Janie. You wanna go to a party?
No. But I think I probably should.
I return, for now, to Legion Memorial Spire, in the company of three people who were once the dearest friends of Jane Crocker 3.47852 Alpha Brackets Spurb. They are, for some reason, my friends as well. I only just now noticed. Maybe someday I will be theirs. Maybe I already am. I don't really remember how friends are supposed to work. Maybe, like everything else, it will come back to me with time.
Be Carcat. The party has engulfed the top four floors of the spire, and not a damn thing is getting done. This is largely your fault, after all. You're the one who gave the entire garrison the night off, and a good many of the businesses in the surrounding districts of Gamaria City have followed suit. The human kingdom still looms. The Carapacian and consort kingdoms are still unknown factors. Problems as bad or worse are still to come. As they do, when they do, you will make sure to be properly fucking annoyed about them. Right now you're up on the flight deck, where a laughing latch is riding Game Girl, or you suppose Pyrospite. The dragon happily answers to both, up and down an imaginary half-pipe in the sky as pyrotechnic blast-off devices explode around her. Cheers, whoops, and Alternian songs fill both the air and your blood pusher to bursting. Right now you are happy. You are happier than you have ever been in your entire life. And you fucking earned it. Right now your husband is looking over the lights of the city with his two oldest friends, while you stand a respectful distance away, pretending, as you have pretended all evening, that you are not eavesdropping.
Y'all want to know something? It's like, super fucking meaningful and shit.
Hit us with your words of wisdom, Dave.
Okay, check it.
John would have loved the shit out of this party.
I mean, he loved any party.
Yeah.
But you're right, this one especially. I mean, you know how this started, right?
Not as your party in the conference room.
Dave, this was just the five trolls, like the ones who played Scrub, just talking, catching up. Vriska didn't believe Carcat about something, and so we had Curia come get me, and Roxy and Rose and Naya came with, and it just kind of snowballed, and now it's like half the city. It's like the most elaborate surprise party ever, the biggest prank you could ever ask for.
Who's a prank on, though?
Well, Dirk, for one.
Dirk? He thought it was business as usual until he showed up to, 10 times the amount of social interaction he had been expecting, and that was when it was just us.
John would have fucking loved that, yeah.
You're actually wrong about one thing, Jade.
Oh, yeah?
Latula wasn't originally invited. It was fine that she came, but at first it was just supposed to be Carcat and a pet of Vriska and Kanaya, four friends. Hanging out, talking. That's what this started as.
Huh.
Well, fuck. Lady and gentlemen, a toast. Glasses clink together in the night, containing tea, apple cider, and lemonade. To John. Bina Petta. Days in the future, but not many.
Wait, you're saying that you're the reason I quit drinking?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking guy, thank you so much.
Hugs. All hugs forever.
But don't you understand? I hurt you. I changed you. I made you care about the mother grub and trolls.
You're so dumb, I love you. So now I'll tell you about growing up the last womb haver on Earth. If you made abscond work, you're my new favorite person five ever, apart from Jade.
You thought I was going to be mad about this? But, Jade, I made you fall in love with Jade.
Stop laughing! What is wrong with you?
Nothing that you did.
Nepeta. I thought Jade was hot as fuck first time I saw her.
Yeah, you did.
Hi, Gigi.
Hi, baby.
Kiss on cheek.
But you... How did... I thought you weren't home.
I can teleport.
Damn it.
Nepeta, listen. Jade always had a thing for me, too. But she couldn't, because the drinking drove her crazy. So when he fixed that, it was just a matter of time.
Nepeta fixed what?
She made me stop drinking, Gigi. Remember when I had stopped drinking before abscond? That was her.
Oh, my God.
She did a hearty thing.
Oh, my God, Nepeta!
Why is nobody mad at me?
Wait, shut up. Nepeta, was Zazerpan you?
What? Of course Zazerpan was me.
She doesn't mean like 2 weeks ago, Nepeta. She means like, look,
When Zaz was born. Explanations in the future. But not many.
So was that you?
No! How could that even work?
I don't know. Did we ever have, like, void sex?
No! Roxy, you were always drunk. I could never, never, never.
All right, huh.
And even if we had, they wouldn't have done anything, because troll! And it was sweeps before you had Zazerban anyway.
Maybe it was more, like, inspired by. I mean, I made her with voidy thing. Maybe she came from, like, your heart.
No, I had you put all of it. Everything I put in you for Operation Abscond into Jasper's the Second. There wasn't anything of me left in you, Roxy.
Nepeta, I love you. You're so fucking dumb. Void keeps everything. Even memories.
I think I might be Zazerpan's ancestor. Sort of. Kind of. I'm really sorry!
Oh my god, Nepeta.
Oh my god,
Nepeta!
I'm really sorry!
Nepeta.
Look at me.
If you help make Zazerpan, we could
never repay you, oh my god!
I love you so fucking much, Nepeta. Hug, 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 hug.
Mm. Baby, do you want to tell her what an open marriage is, or should I?
A what?
Negotiations in the future. But not many. B. Roxy. Having apparently overdosed on culture shock, Nepeta leaves your apartment in something of a haze. Poor thing. It's weird. You can see where she's coming from about how mad she thinks you should be about the whole situation, but you can tell it's mostly just her being mad at herself for how helpless and alone she had been for so many years. You know how she feels. You used to feel exactly the same way. And that's the irony, of course. Even though basically all of it had been accidental, it had been Nepeta who had turned everything around for you, had sobered you up, had helped you prove to Rose that you loved her, had... You aren't actually 100% certain that Nepeta Lejeune's heart hadn't had something to say about you falling head over heels for Jade. But you are 1,000% certain that you don't give the smallest, tiniest, most minuscule little fuck. You love your wife, you love your kids, and nothing else matters at all.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, what's up, Zaz? Come here, baby.
You pat the couch next to you, and she actually does sit, and... Huh. She snuggles up to you like she used to when she was 7, 8. Well, you can't say that you weren't expecting this or something like it. The moment your arm wraps around her shoulder, there she goes. First time since everything happened a couple of weeks ago. Her sobs are so deep they don't even make any noise. You don't tell her it's okay. You don't tell her it's going to be okay. You just hold her. Because holding her is not and will never be a lie. All right, and you also say, I love you, baby. She mouths it back to you, best she can do right now. You hold her. It doesn't actually take her all that long to calm down. You give her a once-over, see that she isn't just acting like she's done crying. Well, she isn't, of course she isn't, but she is for now. She shrugs out of your arms and stands there, then sits back down, then tenses, stands back up. You stand up too. She shakes her head, and both of you sit back down.
Mom?
Yes?
Well, first off, was Nepeta okay?
Yeah, I think she's getting there. You weren't listening to Mom and me talking with her, were you?
Her eye twitches, and for a split second, she looks exactly like Rose.
No.
It's the truth. But I'm not stupid. So is that. Fucking so is that.
Kinda wish I was sometimes.
Same beep beep. Be easier, wouldn't it? Seems that way, at least.
Maybe. I don't know. But I do know why Nepeta was here. I know me and Becky are going to be seeing a lot more of her now.
Oh, fuck. Wait, is that going to be okay? Is Zaz going to be okay with that?
Which is cool, by the way. I know you're worried about that. I like Nepeta. I really do. Good thing, too, since she's my third mom and shit.
What?
Zaz, you said you weren't fucking listening.
I wasn't. I'm just not stupid. I figured it out a few days ago. It wasn't fucking hard. Not after you told me I was a void baby.
What?
On Durst. Nepeta gave you and me some privacy, and we talked. You were drunk. You said a lot of stuff.
Oh. Baby, I'm really, really sorry about...
Don't be. It was good stuff. Not just stuff about Void Baby, about, like, how much it sucks being as smart as you and me are, about people, seeing everyone's buttons and knowing what all of them do. It was a lot, and I needed to hear it. I know you don't remember it, but...
She raises two shaking hands, stops a few inches short of your face.
I can show you. If you want.
Lip quivering. You nod. Your daughter brushes the tears from your eyes as she cups your cheek in a swirl of navy blue.
B. Dirk and Jake.
Oh, Duck, what's the problem?
He knows what the problem is. Of course I do, but it'll help Duck to say it out loud. He's a goddamn smartass is what he is. I never could fool Dirk.
Yes, you fucking could. Yes, you fucking do. And the problem is obvious, Jake.
So say it.
Look what happened to bring us together. It was Hal's entire motivation for Latchkey, for more than that, for working with Terezi in the first place. You heard what Nepeta said, Terezi's elevator pitch to him.
If Terezi Pyrope and Vriska Circuit were reunited, then who else could oppose them but Dirk Strider and Jake English? She wasn't technically wrong in the end, I suppose, but more of a sharing the stage kind of opposition, wasn't it? Well, it's not like it was a prophecy. Sort of depends on one's definition of prophecy.
With Skaia, it's...
Oh, Dirk, who cares about Skaia? People who prefer some semblance of agency in their lives?
I mean, right now, in this moment.
Why should it matter how this came about? Do you think Rose and Latch care why they love each other? Loxy and Jade, Dave and Carcad.
Terezi and Aquasprite weren't evil wizards standing atop an evil tower casting evil spells on the world to make it evil.
They were kind of like that.
They were telling a story. And things happen in stories.
Oh, do they? Do they really?
They do indeed, Dirk.
Bad things and good things. For comedy to be sweet, tragedy must precede it. And for tragedy to sting, comedy must be toppled by it. They had their tragedy, now it is time for our comedy. For now, at any rate.
Jake.
Yes, Dirk. I
understand taking the good with the bad. I do. The only alternative in a situation like this is to lose your mind entirely. Just look at Jane. But here's the thing. I have made it my life's work to try to understand and, if possible, counteract or in some way undermine the story that Terezi Pyrope was telling about all of us. In the process, I turned myself, piece by piece, into what felt on most days like the worst version of myself.
Oh, Doc, that wasn't...
I know that wasn't actually what was happening. I intellectually understood that then, and I emotionally understand it now. Because I saw the worst version of myself on that rooftop. And I saw the difference. I am ruthless to a fault. I am arrogant. I am cruel. Even sadistic. I am, to put a label on it, a bastard. And I will, when pressed, become a monster. So was Hal. So did Hal. Jake, I did those things, do those things, for my family. For Roxy, for Dave, for Rose, for the kids, to protect everyone I love. Hal did it to prove a point. And in the end, the only point he proved, that Equius Sahak proved, that Terezi Pyrope proved, is that there is no limit to what you can accomplish if you don't give a fuck about anyone but yourself. Or, to put it as Dave put it, that actions have consequences. Brilliant. And now I feel like an idiot for being so afraid of myself for so many years. I have all of that more or less in hand, but... Now, having done all of that work, having become all of those things just to understand a story that is now over, for the first time in my life, I don't have any idea what happens next.
Dirk. Yes, Jake. What do you want to happen next? I push him back onto the bed. I pull him down with me.
B. Rose. Months in the future. But not many. It is imperative that all three of you remember that this was, is, and remains your choice. You can back out for any reason. You can decide to do this later, or not at all, for any reason whatsoever. You will not be disappointing me or anyone else. No matter what you choose, this decision is yours and yours alone. And it is a permanent one, so choose well.
So, like, no pressure? Latula, I love you.
I love you too, babe.
The sun over Earthsea is white. It hangs alone and unadorned in a vast, clear sky. Its light shines down on your family, who stands as one before three massive stone slabs on the flight deck of Legion Memorial Spire. One is red, one is deep green, and one is black. No one can agree whether it is actually inevitable, but everyone has finally agreed after a considerable amount of debating, arguing, and shouting that it is appropriate and responsible to act as though it is, at the very least, likely that your children will one day install the game for real. In case of such an eventuality, you have decided to preemptively give your children the best possible chance of success. This is only the first step, the first line of defense for your children against Skaia's narrative reach. Every precaution is being taken, every contingency is being accounted for. Despite your words, reiterated verbatim for perhaps the 80th time over the last week, the resolve of your children has never wavered. Standing atop the slabs, according to your and Dirk's best guesses, are the nascent Page of Time, Knight of Doom, and Seer of Space. The Thief of Void flutters nearby. You ask them for a final time. If they are ready, each says that they are. Latula, for a final time, confirms that they are not making a mistake. You have never been more proud of them. You have never been more afraid. You hug your children and step away. Your wife squeezes your hand. You give the signal. Vriska puts them to sleep where they stand. A sword shines in the white sun. The wind from Dirk's flash step rustles your robes.
The Homestuck Fan Author Coalition is a place for authors to write, brainstorm, discuss, and collaborate. Link available in description. The music is .413 Repeating, composed and produced by Sam Gabriel. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find links to other stories that I've read, my Discord server, and various ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.